Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. This is the podcast made specifically for Fellowship Bible Church in Central Arkansas. We are one church in multiple locations. We have campuses in Cabot, Benton, soon to be Midtown, West Little Rock, and our Espanol campus here in West Little Rock as well. My name is Dan Schaefer. It is so good to be with you today, and I'm here with my Fellowship Talks co-host, Amy Scrivanos.
Hey, everyone.
How you doing today, Amy?
I'm doing great.
School starts next week. Are you guys ready for it?
Well, we've ordered all of our books. We've done our school supply shopping. So
yes.
I don't know that we're ready for it, but it's coming.
My wife and I got in a discussion about we're getting ready for school these last couple of weeks. And I said, when I grew up, I only had one pair of shoes for school. I had one pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a school shoes. I had church shoes. And then I had outside play shoes, but I only wore one pair. She's like, Dan, that's just not how it works for daughters.
No.
For your daughter, she needs a few extra pairs of shoes to wear to school. So we're getting ready. We're getting ready for this new school year. And, you know, Amy, we had a really interesting email come in here to Fellowship Talks.
Yes, we did.
So we just want to say hi to Claire. Claire, thank you for listening to Fellowship Talks.
Yes. So Claire emailed us from Australia. And told
from Sydney, Australia.
Yes, and told us that she had just found our podcast on, what was she searching?
I think she said she was searching Spotify.
Yeah, and had started listening to us, and it was just really an encouraging email as she shared about just how much she loves hearing the stories of what God's doing in people's lives, and that's really been our heart, is to share just what He's doing.
Maybe we should send her a t-shirt.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Claire, email us back. Send us your address, and we will ship you a t-shirt. How about that?
Yes, thank you so much for your encouraging words.
Well, Amy, today we want to talk about mission of fellowship, and really one of our values of multiplication, going after the one.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to be about being disciples who make disciples at Fellowship Bible Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a really interesting story today, a guest coming on to share about how he went after the one and how God worked in his heart to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to hear the story today and just hear how Brant Owens has been a part of Don Roberts Elementary in their mentoring program.
Yeah, so welcome to the show, Brant. It's good to have you today.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're a member here at Fellowship, right?
Yeah, I've been with Fellowship for about 14 years, off and on, I guess. Well, not off and on. I moved away for about 3 years, and then when we came back here, came right back to Fellowship, and been here, been part of D groups, been part of FSK, and just love being here.
Yeah. So what do you think of when you think of the start of school season?
Oh, chaos. Trying to get, backpacks ready and school, supplies ready and, making sure that their clothes fit because, they're going to end up, the girls' clothes are going to be about 3 inches too short. And so it's time to go buy new clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah. So tell us about your family. How old are your kids?
I got three kids. Got two girls, 9 and 6, and then I got a little guy that's about to be turned 4.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be gearing up for school for three of them.
Yeah. What school are they going to?
The girls are going to Don Roberts Elementary, just right down the road here. And then my little guy, he's going over to Asbury.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Three of my kids are going to Don Roberts this fall, too. So that's great. They'll have to meet up and say hi to each other
Absolutely.
While they're there. So you're here today because we want to talk about this mentoring program that you've been involved with at Don Roberts, actually, right? So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this mentoring program? What's that look like for you?
Yeah, so I've been involved with kids for quite a while. And, with my kids, before I had kids, I was part of mentoring with Step Ministries downtown at 7th Street Elementary. And so, used to being around kids. And so just was always, interested in it and looking for ways to get involved. My story is back in 2015, found out that my wife was having an affair, and so it just kind of led me to a different place and sent me into a funk. But I knew that God, had control and was taking care of me and was going to lead me into a direction He wanted to go, but just didn't know which direction that He wanted me to go.
Right.
We started talking about, the sermon series last year of, the going after the one.
Right, yeah.
And it really, really hit home with me, looking at what could I do to get involved and who was that one that God wanted me to go after. Mm-hmm. I was sharing with you that, about that time I heard a song on the radio from Matthew West, Do Something. And, he was talking about how he was just angry at God and, shaking his fist at heaven and saying, God, why don't you do something? And, God's response in that song was, He did. I created you. When I looked at that, I was like, okay, you're speaking to me. So I need to get off and go do something. And so got me out of my funk, got me out of, focusing on all, poor, pitiful me and mm-hmm. going after and seeing where I could get involved and seeing who else I could get involved with.
Yeah. So what's that journey look like with Don Roberts?
So with Roberts, I was part of this program, daddy-daughter group called D3 that we started, Dads, Daughters, and Discipleship. It's a bunch mm-hmm. of dads and daughters. We meet about once a month and just do different things with our daughters, whether it's an activity, a craft, go camping, do a Christmas parade. But it's a lot of guys here at Fellowship and their daughters.
And what age girls is this?
That's kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay.
And so we'll be starting
back
up here.
Any dads that have daughters, pretty much a Don Roberts, right?
It's not just Don Roberts. That's where it kind of started. It was kids at Roberts and then kids at Fellowship.
Okay.
We've expanded and so we're growing and we're looking to add new members all the time. So
that's just an opportunity for dads to spend a night with their daughter.
Yes, because one thing you find, just to know in my life is that if you're not intentional about things, life will pass you by.
Right.
And this is not meant to be something that you're out at the ballpark every night of the week. This is just one night a month, and if you can join us, great. If not, we'll see you next month.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the podcast and D3 interests you, you're a dad that wants to spend a little bit more intentional time with your daughter, why don't you get in contact with Brant, or there's a couple other guys here at the church.
Yeah, Freeman. Yeah.
Freeman, and talk to him about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But through this, I met a lot of other guys, a lot of dads that, interested in their daughters and other kids and everything here at Fellowship. And one of them was Steve McConnell, elder here at church. So he reached out to me last summer and was asking me, hey, would you like to lead a mentoring or start a mentoring program up at Don Roberts? And I was like, okay, let me pray about this, and immediately came back and said yes. Roberts just seemed to, make sense for me. I live 5 minutes down the street from it, work probably 8 minutes down the street from it. Uh-huh. And then I've got two girls that go there, and then my sister teaches school there as well.
So you're already in the life of Don Roberts school.
I'm already there. So it made sense for me to be a part of it. Like I said, I've been involved with Step Ministries before. And so it was, I knew what mentoring looked like. I just didn't know what it meant to start a volunteer program from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Brant, my kids went to Roberts as well, and it's a great school. And so I think for a lot of people that know Roberts, they view it as a school that they might be thinking, why do they need a mentoring program?
Absolutely.
Tell us some about the need there.
Yeah, there's a need everywhere. No matter, where you look. You look at Fellowship and, we've got a great thriving church, but there's a big need here too. We're not immune to any of this.
Yeah.
When you look at the school, yes, it's a great thriving school. It opened up, I believe, back in 2010. I was talking to the new principal there, Stephen Helmick, yesterday, and he was sharing with me that, this enrollment this year, they're going to have 961 kids.
Wow.
So it's a big, mm-hmm. group of kids there, kindergarten through fifth grade, but they've only got two counselors for that many students. Mm-hmm. When you start looking at the success they've had, yes, the test scores are above the state averages on just about any category you want to look at. So mm-hmm. to your point, why Roberts? They just were named a National Blue Ribbon School last year. Mm-hmm. and they're very proud of it. And they've got a lot of activities, good things going on. Mm-hmm. But then you start to peel back the covers and start looking underneath, and you start seeing that over 37% or 350 of the students there in the school are at poverty or below.
Wow.
And that's not the headline that you hear about when you see that, and not mm-hmm. to say that that's the group that we're after, but it just kind of shows you that it's not as just affluent as mm-hmm. as people make it out to be.
Yeah.
The other thing that stood out to me was that, you know, it was just how diverse the school was or is. I mean, he was telling me that there's over 27 languages that are spoken there.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And so, I mean, just think about that from a family's perspective. I mean, you know, all the different cultures. I mean, now that's not the first language that most of them are speaking, but it could be the language that's spoken there in their home. So mm-hmm. they come from different cultures. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about that from a teacher standpoint, I mean, you know, you've got 20 to 25 kids in your classroom. You know, how are you supposed to cater your lesson plans to so many different cultures and needs? And so it does provide a unique challenge, you know, that you weren't expecting. You know, and I'm glad that my kids are, you know, going there and mm-hmm. exposed to so much, you know, diversity. Mm-hmm. It highlights the cultural differences mm-hmm. there. Another thing that as I look underneath there is as I started looking at the list of the kids that you know, are coming into our program, we have over 75% of the kids that are part of this program, the recommended service program, that come from a single parent home. And so, you know, me being a single dad myself, I know how challenging that can be. And I'm just thankful that I have the family, the friends, the D group, yeah. the church support to allow me to do things like this, you know. But I see other single parents out there that don't have as much support. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this is a way that we can come along and, mm-hmm. and just bridge that gap and help them, you know, yeah. get the needs that they need.
So let's backtrack to where we left off with the mentoring program. You came back and you said, yeah, Steve, I want to tackle this and lead this mentoring program. What's that look like?
So leading the mentoring program is just been a journey over this last year, just trying to start it up. I mean, you know, I thought coming here to Fellowship, you know, we're right down the street from the school. We've got a lot of members. And so I was like, well, I mean, it's a very active church. I mean, I'll be able to, you know, provide all the needs we can. But as I've started learning, you know, we're a very active church, meaning that we're active in a lot of other programs already. And so I was struggling with finding volunteers mm-hmm. at first. When we started up last year, we started up with six members, six mentors. Some of them were people that I just kind of voluntold that they were going to do this.
you know, I love being voluntold.
But once I got these people in there, I mean, they're hooked. And then you know, just word of mouth starts spreading. And that's been my best recruiting tool is just, you know, share your story, go out and tell what you've learned and in the experiences that you've had. But we chose Kids Hope. I mentioned that Ray Williams had selected that. It's got a lot of you know, a lot of great aspects to it. A lot of training tools, resources. Their motto, their mission statement, I guess, is Kids Hope USA builds life changing relationships one at a time, one child, 1 hour, one school, and one church. And so, you know, you hear the power of one repeatedly mm-hmm. coming through that mm-hmm. that motto right there. And to me, that just really went back to that, you know, that sermon series going after the one. Mm-hmm. And so it just fit in well. And
so this is a national organization.
It's a national organization. They've mentored over 20,000 kids, and this is the first chapter here in Arkansas.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you have a group of mentors that come into Don Roberts to mentor one, two, three, how many kids?
So it's about the power of one. So we really want you to focus on one kid for 1 hour a week. And
okay,
so
yeah.
you'll meet up with the same kid every single week. And I promise you that kid will not miss that day. That kid will be looking forward to that day mm. and will be expecting you to show up. Mm. But it is 1 hour a week. And, you know, you start, you know, looking at how much time commitment, you know, do you have to give over the year, over the week. I mean, you know, first off, it's 1 hour a week, but I'm asking you to commit for a full school year. That's not a full year. You know, you start looking at it. We don't really start the program up till September, October. Kids are usually off for December for the holidays. You got a spring break, and then we'll wrap it up in April. So when you look at it over an annual basis, I'm asking for about 20 weeks. So that's 20 hours of a year that I'm asking you to give.
Mm, yeah, just 1 hour a week.
Yep.
Yeah. How many students are in this program or in Kids Hope at Don Roberts?
So last year we started getting the parental permission slips back in, and we probably ended up with about 40 or so kids that were, you know, ready for this program. We had more that were recommended but didn't get the parental permission slips back. And so I had 40 kids that, you know, were identified with needs that we needed to serve. Started off with six through prayer and word of mouth. Ended up growing it up to 18. So I was, you know, phenomenal success, I thought, for year one, starting it from scratch and getting up to 18 volunteers. But also on the flip side, that left me with over 20 kids that were identified as needs that we didn't meet. And so my prayer, my hope for this year is that we're able to, you know, fill those other 20 and then add more people to the program.
So who recommends the kids to be in the program, and how are they identified?
So each year we let the students, you know, go to school for about a month or so, and then let the teachers get to know their new classrooms and help identify who are the kids that maybe would benefit from this program. You know, talk to their counselors, talk to the principals, and just, you know, kind of see who they recommend. And then once they're recommended, we'll get a parental permission slip and then get that back, and then we'll get them in the program.
That's really cool.
So that's great. I'm curious too, like, if I show up, tell me what a time would look like with my child that I'm mentoring.
So, you know, the first thing is I would run you through a background check. I would, you know, sit down, do an interview process with you. And then I would have you do some, online training.
You don't need to do a background check for Amy. Okay. She's good.
All right. I'll take your word for it. And so, you know, so it is a program that, you know, we do, you know, check and just make sure that we're not putting anybody in there and just make sure that your qualifications are in line with what we need, and that, you know, that you'll be a fit for one of these kids, because, like I said, I've got more kids than what I've got mentors. So I'll find a match for you. And so once we've run you through that training, I'll meet you up there the first day. I'll introduce you to your kid and the teacher, and then I'll spend 5 minutes with you and then basically turn you loose. Now, I've already taken you through a tour of the school. We've already sat down, talked about it, answered questions. So I'm not just going to leave you in there, you know, unequipped. But once I leave you with your kid, it's really up to you, because if me and you end up partner with the same kid, our relationship with that kid is going to be so different. You know, just because everybody has a different personality and different things that we like to talk about. And so it's really up to you. And that's one thing I like about this program, is there's no set agenda. It's not a tutoring program. It's a relationship building program. So if you want to go up there and play cards, if you want to go up there and play Monopoly, if you want to go up there and walk around the school, or if the kid needs help with math that day, that's what you need to do. But you'll go up there and you'll spend 1 hour, and, you know, the another motto that they really harp on in Kids Hope is just show up. Just show up and be present. And you know, and let that love of Jesus, you know, just ooze through you, and let that kid see that. And, you know, whatever the need is that day, you know, be there and be that person.
So are you in the classroom with the student, or are you walking around the school, or headed to the library? What are you kind of doing?
So we'll take them out of the classroom. You know, we try to be respectful of the teacher's time. And
you coordinate with the teachers too on all
absolutely,
this.
Absolutely. And so, you know, just on the time scheduling for that, you know, if you needed to meet at 8 o'clock, I would find you a kid that could meet at 8 o'clock. If lunch works better for you, we'd find a kid that meets at lunch. We've got so many different opportunities and different schedules. We could find something that fits you. If you just want to show up for an hour, just let me know. But yeah, I mean, you'll go in each week, and hopefully it'll be the same time each week, you know, so we can stick to a consistent schedule, because the teachers, they have different schedules that they're attending to as well. And so we've got to be, you know, stay on time with that. But yeah, you'll go pick up your kid, go to the library, go go walk around the school, go to the playground if it's a nice day, you know, just go find a place to hang out. There's lots of little cubby holes there that you can just sit and just talk.
I love what you said. This is about relationship. Not tutoring. You're building a relationship with this kid. You're giving the child something that they don't necessarily have.
Someone to just care and be there for them.
Absolutely.
So, Brant, I know you guys have just been doing this a year, but what are some encouraging things that you've seen coming out of this program already?
Oh gosh, I mean, there's lots of things. I mean, we've seen you know, just the way that these students have gone back into their classrooms and responded. You know, maybe this was a kid that didn't you know, was shy, and they just needed, you know, some hope, you know, some confidence building. You know, we've seen kids you know, start to, you know, improve their academics. You know, start to show up on time. You know, one of the things that I've talked to some of the mentors about is, you know, we talk about good and bad consequences, or good and bad decisions, and the consequences, good or bad, that go along with that. Some of the kids have shown up and, you know, they're just, you know, super tired in the mornings. Well, let's start talking about that. Why are you so tired? Well, because, you know, one of my parents wanted me to stay up and play PlayStation with them till 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, okay, well, you know, your parents shouldn't be letting you do that. But, you know, let's think about that from your perspective. Is that a good decision? And it wasn't. And so here's the consequence. Mm-hmm. You're now sleepy here at school. Mm-hmm. So let's think about that. And then, you know, some of the kids are, you know, were late and, you know, for school. Okay, well, you know, how can you help your parents? You know, how can you help them? Can you get dressed yourself? Can you, you know, fix your breakfast? Can you make sure that your, you know, backpack is ready to go? Can you help out your brother or sister? You know, just trying to encourage them, things like that. But yeah, I mean, there's been lots of stories where, you know, we've seen kids just in different ways turn around and show up in class. And that's, as I said, is that, I mean, while it's not a tutoring program, it will benefit these kids academically, because, you know, now they have a sense of purpose and they have a sense of hope, and they want to show up and they want to be part of something.
Yeah, tell us what you saw with the student that you were mentoring last year, the change that you saw in him through the year.
Yeah, I my little guy, I mean, he was awesome. He was struggling with reading, and so I made a deal with him as far as if he would read 3 books over a month, then I would let him do something special with me. And one of the things that I had been working on with him is just, you know, shaking a hand, you know, proper handshake, look me in the eye when you talk to me, and just really focusing on that. And so one day I show up, and I guess I told him to read these 3 books over a month, and I showed up the very next week, and he came out so excited. He runs up to give me a hug, but then he stops dead in his tracks, and he looks up at me, shakes my hand, and then looks me in the eye and says, "I already read all 3 books," and it was only been a week, but it was just
great.
Awesome. I mean, you know, that you know, he jumped in my arms and gave me a hug, and so you know, he was so awesome, and it was just great to see that, you know, I was getting through to him, that he had learned, and so hopefully that's a life skill that he'll take on.
That's good. You know, you mentioned already that your sister is a teacher at Don Roberts. And just as we think about getting our kids ready for the school year, we're a week away from school starting. Actually, school will start on Monday. And we've been praying for our teachers. We know there's a lot of teachers in our church at Fellowship all around Central Arkansas and all of our campuses that will step back into the classrooms. And teachers, we're with you. We're praying for you. We know the job, the work that you have to do. Even as Brant has said, you'll sometimes get kids who don't speak the same language, and it's going to be tough. And we know that this is a daily grind. And we were kind of talking some of the humorous sides around elementary classrooms before we sat down to start recording. And we were talking about classroom pets, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Amy, you just have to share the story about this hamster.
It was a hedgehog. So
in your daughter's class,
yeah,
when she
was
growing up.
So we were talking about how teachers always have these pets. Sometimes they're exotic pets. Sometimes they're given from families that don't want their pets.
That's right, most of the time.
But when my daughter was in second grade, her teacher had a hedgehog named Mrs. Snugglepuff. And
Mrs. Snugglepuff.
Yes, all right. Prickly little hedgehog that she was. And Mrs. Snugglepuff had babies. And unfortunately, I only remember the name of one of the babies. One of the babies was Strawberry. The other baby did not live because Mrs. Snugglepuff ate her baby.
Oh, no. That's what hedgehogs do.
That's what
mommy hedgehogs do.
And so we learned a lot year. Sophie came home from school and said, "Mom, Miss Snugglepuff ate her baby." So that's education for you right there.
Classroom pet stories, Brant.
Oh yeah, one of the teachers up there had, I don't know, it was a flying squirrel or something like that. But last year it came out and jumped on my daughter's hair, messed up her hair, and then jumps over on me and then pees all over my hand. So, yeah, be careful.
Teachers, bless you. You are dealing with students and pets in your classroom. Brant, you said that last year this whole story for you started as you considered what it meant for you, as God was speaking on your heart, what it meant for you going after the one, right? Mm-hmm. And God brought this mentoring program, Kids Hope, into your life to kind of try to put this together, recruit volunteers to be with kids. What has God done in your heart over the last year as you've seen this happen?
One thing he's done is just, show me the importance of being available. When you ask God to, step into your life and show you things, you've got to be still enough to listen to what he wants you to do. And then you've got to be willing to say yes. I'm a finance guy by trade. So I'm very black and white. I'm not a salesman. I'm not a recruiter. But I've got a story to tell. And so it makes it really easy to get out there and just be one-on-one with kids. And so I would just, challenge everybody to just, stop and listen to what God's asking you to do. And if this is one of those opportunities, please step in and help out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you're here. We wanted to have you on the show because of what God's been doing in your life through Kids Hope. Obviously, you want more volunteers, and if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, wow, that's a way that I can get involved at Don Roberts. I have kids there. I have grandkids there. I know some of the teachers there. I could help out in this way. That's great. But we really wanted to have you on the show just to share your story of how God's working in your life and how he's challenging you to go after the one, and how you took some steps of faith to do that, and how easy it can be for other people to step into that too. How is meeting with a student one-on-one each week going after the one?
Going after the one, obviously it's a one-on-one relationship with just me and that kid. And it's not my kid. It's somebody else's kid. And so I know what I'm doing with my kids. I know what their story is. I want to step out of my story, and I want to step into somebody else's mm-hmm. story and just be part of that. And, whatever, that means, for that kid and on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to be there and try to be that for that person. I don't know why, God has, called me to where I am. I don't know why he's put this one kid that was matched up with just me in my life. But I'm along for the journey, and we're going to continue to ride this out and see where it goes. So I'm living the life of the unexpected, and, we'll see where God takes us.
And it's not like you're sitting there telling him about Jesus. You're letting God's love that God has for you flow through your life onto this child.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've, heard repeatedly is that one of the most abundant resources that all of us have is love. And so it's just, how do you choose to, share that resource that you have of love? And it's through time. And, so if we talked about, it is in a public school setting, and so we do have to represent or respect the separation of church and state. So I can't go in there and just talk about Jesus. I can't talk about church. But what I can do is go in there and let that kid see the love of Jesus come through me. And if it leads to a conversation about Jesus, then so be it. But right now, that's not my main focus. My main focus is just letting him see me and know that I'm present and that I'll be there for him.
And some of these kids may have never experienced the love of God through another person before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's so encouraging just to hear how God's been moving in your heart and continues to do so. Mm-hmm. And just moving you from that place. You said this when we visited earlier, of that at first it was about you, and mm-hmm. and now you've had this shift in your heart where you realize it's really about God, mm-hmm. and that's so evident in the way you're living your life.
Yeah, and we have a T-shirt for you, Brant.
Yes.
Awesome.
A Fellowship Talks T-shirt. Thanks for coming on the show. Again, if you're out there listening to Fellowship Talks and you're like, how can I get one of these really awesome T-shirts? Really awesome, right, Brant?
Awesome. Awesome.
How can I get one of these really awesome T-shirts? All you got to do is come on and
that's
tell us
right.
about what God's doing in your life. Share
you
it with
what's
the rest
funny?
Of the church.
I don't really love T-shirts, but this T-shirt is so soft.
It's so soft, yes.
It really is.
Yeah, and if you don't believe us, just come share your story with us and get one, and then you can learn the truth. My kids were begging me for a T-shirt this week.
Aww.
And Isaac,
kid sizes.
He actually turned 6, or he turned 6 last week, and he said, can I come on the podcast so I can get a T-shirt? So we might have a little 6-year-old kids episode.
I like it.
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know. This is good. Brant, thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah,
and
thanks
sharing,
for having me.
Sharing more around fellowship about what God's doing in your life to go after the one.
Absolutely.
Well, until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.